And what it, when you said you worked with the hospital auxiliary, getting the money together for the hospital, what happened in the years before the hospital was built here? You had to go in an emergency. What would happen? Any sort of medical emergency?
Oh, well, you had to go to Blacktown or Penrith.
Right, that was the closest.
That was the closest, yes, yes.
And the local doctor, was he close by? Or weren't there any doctors?
There were no doctors here at Mount Druitt when we first came here. But a few years after, a couple started, came in. They've got very good little medical centre up here now. It's and it's very busy too.
Is it?
Very busy.
And you had, when your children were born, did you have them in the Blacktown area? Or you were living in the Blacktown area when your children were born, were you?
No, up the North Coast. The North Coast, they were born up in the North Coast.
And did you have much leisure time yourself? Did you, have time to go on picnics or on beachside holidays?
Oh yes, yes we did, but we didn't go out a terrible lot. Go for a drive, say up the Blue Mountains and that sort of thing, run here and there. Coming from the country, my husband was very interested in that. He used to go to. Now, if we'll go into Parramatta, for instance, do some shopping and that. And fortnight there were big cattle sales. North Parramatta they were held, big cattle sales and that. And he'd always go end up down at the sale yards to have a look around the cattle or horses and things. But I must say that was one thing. My husband would never leave me home. He always insisted that I go. He didn't want to leave me at home on my own. He'd always say, no, well, I wouldn't want to go, I said, what do I want to go for, Oh, he said, you can take a book and sit in the car and read it, which I used to. But coming from the country, he was used to that sort of thing, and he loved to see the cattle and the horses and that. Missed it a lot after he got sick, but he got very ill and he was a diabetic.
And so how did he get on for health services in the area? When he wasn't well, how did he get on?
He had to go to Blacktown. Had to go to Blacktown, the doctor.
It's a long way to go.
And then Parramatta Hospital. He was in Parramatta Hospital there when he got sick.
And after the war, when a lot of migrants came out from Europe, did you notice them settling around this area?
Oh, yes, we have a lot of migrants around this area. Yes, a lot. Some very nice people too amongst them. I've got very friendly with some of them because with the hospital auxiliary we used to have a bus trip once a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I organised that for a long while, I did. And there were some of them that used to come, always come, were very, very good. Lovely people, but
all different nationalities.
Oh yes, all different nationalities. But tell you the honest truth, now this street is practically full of migrants, and I wouldn't know the name of one of them.
Really,
I wouldn't know the name of one of them. Although, across the road to us, if I'm out the front or up, which I don't often out the front at all these days, but I used to. And they'd go over and they'd wave and call out good morning to you, and that. But apart from that,
I friendly, had, but you don't visit or anything.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that's another thing that possibly is a bit different from the old days too, because you used to visit more, did you?
You knew everybody, you knew everybody. Look, you walk up the street, you knew every person that comes. Now I could go up the street and I wouldn't strike a person I knew. Oh gosh, yes, it's changed dramatically that way.
Looking back on what it was like in those days, in the, say, 40s and 50s, when you first came to live here, and looking at what it's like now, how do you feel about it? Do you think it's a good thing, or how do you feel about the changes?
Well, Well, I don't know how I'd really. I guess it's a good thing. It certainly brought a lot of people into the district and brought a lot more money into the district, and you know, more shops and that sort of thing has gone up. A lot of things have come that we wouldn't have had in those days, but. I can't say that I'm over pleased with it, but that's just my fair, you know. I often think that now I think I've lived too long. That's how I feel.
Do you think it's easier for, or how do you think it's very much different for young mothers bringing up children now than it was when you were bringing up your family?
Oh, I think it's changed dramatically. Young people today wouldn't have any idea what it was like when we were, you know, bringing our kiddies up. They've got it, heaven above, they've got it on a platter now these days. If they only realise it, but a terrible lot of people don't realise it, you know. They don't believe you if you tell them. What you did in the olden days. No doubt that it's improved marvellous. I mean, as far as health facilities and that now, which was badly needed, you know, and they could still do a lot more than what they're doing now too. I think things are in a bit of a bad way just at the moment with the hospitals and everything, the way things are. Waiting lists, you know, to get a bed in a hospital, and so long for operations and all that sort of thing now, that I just don't know where it's going to end, really. But of course, we're going through a very bad time, too.
And the population's still growing out this way, isn't it?
I think that's where the government's made a big mistake. I think they've brought out too many migrants. We've certainly got to have migrants to build the country up. But I think they should have cut down on the number that they were bringing out long ago. And I think they'll have to put a stop to it now to get this country back on its feet somehow. I can't see anything else for it. It's, you know, the number of people now that are on the dole is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder, it's no wonder the government's gone broke, you know, they can't do this and can't do that now with all the number of people that do. I don't know. I think there'll have to be big changes before long somehow.
And what about the feeling of space around you when you first came here, and it was more like a country, really?
Yes, more open, more open space than that. Yes, it was. I didn't like it at first when we got all crowded up sort of thing, but I don't mind it now. You get used to it, it's like everything else, you get used to it, and I suppose you just think, well, they're here to stay, and that's all about it.
And there's nothing much you can do about
it. No, really, no, no, you've got to go along with things. Progress, well, that's all right. I agree with it, providing that, I don't know, the government work things out a bit better than what they're doing at the present time. I think they'd want a big overhaul in the government as to how they run the country. You know, I think the way that things go downhill, boy, it's not right, not right. But so many people are struggling now, you know, and people that have, especially young people too, that have bought homes and now find, you know, that they just can't pay them off on that, and they've had to cash in on them. I don't consider that right at all. It's pretty hard. Although, the way the wages, I think back, well, we managed in the olden days, but things weren't, of course, nothing like they are today. But still in all, I really do think that if two young people are working and they work their head and save their money, that they should be able to manage. But a terrible lot don't. They don't. They seem to want to spend their money as soon as they get it. You know, there's no thought of saving it. There should be some initiative for them to give them that initiative to save. You know, towards when, because two people, we didn't have the opportunity when we were young, you know, to do that. But I really think my granddaughters, Natas, and my son, have all done very well. You know, they're married and they've got their own homes and done exceptionally well. But it was a terrible lot getting a lot of strife.
Yes, it's easy to buy beyond your means and when you have the availability of credit.
Yes. That's why I say these credit cards, and I think they ruination of the country. I mean, with young people, because they don't study it enough and think, you know, that they can just walk in and produce this card and they can get what they want there. But they forget that the interest that they've got to pay,
that's the killer. Yeah.
That's the killer. Mm. But they don't realise that.
Mm. So do you think that you had a hard life as a, you know, growing up before the population explosion,
when you look back on it, I mean, most people think, you know, oh, what a hard... But we didn't consider it hard those days, in those times. Mm. It was everybody was in the same boat.
Yeah.
And as I say, we went through that 30 depression, which was a big depression. And we were on the farm then at Oakman. We used to send... The cream to the factory to be made into butter, and fortunately we had an account with the cooperative store run by the factory, and so that we got all our groceries and food, you know, through the cooperative store. I can remember once getting a check back for now a month. You get a check monthly. And I found for $3. Well, $3 wasn't $3 then, it was £6.
Mm.
But I can remember that vividly. And, you know, that's unheard of now these days. And that's what I say. But and on the farm, of course, it's a different thing because you can grow your own vegetables. You had your milk and your cream and your vegetables and the fruit trees.
Yeah, you could exist.
Oh, yes. Mm. It was no... That's why I say that I never considered it hard at any stage, at any stage at all.
Did you ever go out to work at all after you were married?
No, not after I was married, I didn't. No.
You were busy enough at doing your home chores, yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women go out to work these days to...
Oh, yes, well, they've got to.
They've really
got to, and it's such a shame, too, because they've got to go and leave little children, you know, and her or... I know my granddaughter, the eldest one that's married, she's in the police force. And she's got a dear little boy, 2 years of age. He just turned two in the 1st of October. And she had 12 months leave and then applied for another 12 months. She had another 12 months off so that she had been able to look after herself now. But she got that, she had to go back and finish, it was in her contract that she had to go back and do 10 weeks she did, I think. Afterwards, and she went back and did the 10 weeks, because they were living in Perth then. Her husband's in the Air Force, and they were transferred to Perth. And of course, while she was over there, she didn't apply, so she's able to look after the little fella. But now, when she came back to finish her contract up and did 10 weeks, she was stationed at Balmain Police Station. And she got that way. She just wanted to go back, right or wrong. And now they've been transferred to Canberra. Mm-hmm. They're down at Canberra. Mm-hmm. So as soon as she got down there, she went and saw them and applied for a position. So she's stationed at Yass.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got an hour's travelling from Canberra to Yass. So she'll have to travel down. But so she came to put the little fella in there. Child minding centre. Mm-hmm. So she'd been taking her around, inspecting them, you know, and that. Mm-hmm. And the other day, she brings us up nearly every second day. And so she went to Yass to inspect and introduce herself as she'd be starting there. And noticed that. So she, this child minding centre, there was two there that she looked at was quite keen about, and one especially because the one that had the less number of children. So then they said to us, he took the fellow in to see how he'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all the other little ones and that, and he was quite taken. He's a very intelligent little fellow. He can't talk only with his own little lingo, mm-hmm. you know. I'll bar a few words, yeah. Nana and Poppy and all that sort of thing, can say. But so when she took him in, they'd have a look around, and all he took to the kiddies, and he was having great fun mm-hmm. with them on the toys. So they said to her, well, why not leave him here while you go to Yass and do whatever you want to do and then pick him up this afternoon and see how he goes. So she did that. No, they were thrilled with him. They said he was real good and, you know, joined in with the little ones and that. So she's very happy. She's got that decided now that she'd be quite happy to do that. She goes back to work. So.
Yes, well, there's more childcare like that now, isn't there? That
helps much
young
more.
Mothers.
Yes, yes.
And when you were...
Oh,
bringing
never
up
heard
your
of.
Children, you had no choice, did you?
No,
really?
You did not. Mm. You did not. No, I think they're marvellous idea. Mm. And he's a very intelligent little fellow. He's very big for his age too. Tall, mm-hmm. well, very tall maybe. But he doesn't walk. He runs all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's very, very active, overactive. You know, one of those type.
I feel enjoy being at preschool.
He's. Terribly good. He'd get up of a morning when he was here. Had a week with us before they moved down to Canberra. And he'd get up before his mother and father, and he'd come out, and Claire would be up and that, and she'd see him get his breakfast. And he'd have his breakfast, and he's got used to going in watching the TV for an hour, the baby, you know, kiddies little programs, and got video for him. And he'll sit there as quiet as a mouse on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sit there for a solid hour and not move and watch him. He's just delightful. Mm-hmm. And then he's on the go, of course, then after they're finished, that's it. He's not interested then. He'll run around, but by James, he's an active kiddie. But I said, it's really a good idea, I think, putting him in the child mind, because I think he'll shoot ahead, mm-hmm. you know, and he'll be real good then when it is time for him to start school.
Yeah.
He'll be really good.
When your children had their babies, were you able to help them in times of need? Like if they were ill, did they live around you?
Yes.
So you were able to give them that help?
Yes.
Well, I think we've just about covered everything there now. Thank you very much
good.
For your time.
Okay.